Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Patriots United Radio Show. I hope everybody's had a great Monday. Mine has been awesome. I'm on vacation in Boston this week. Never been here before. So much history. How are you doing tonight, Chad?
Chad has not joined us yet. He's he'll be here shortly. He'll be here shortly.
Without the computer in front of me, it's hard to tell. So, sorry, folks.
That's okay.
Anyways, go ahead, Ms. Kim.
How are you doing tonight?
I am doing awesome. I have my last day in Boston, and I've checked everything out that I wanted to see. Been here 6 days. Man, can't believe it took me 42 years to come up here. This place is beautiful. There's so much history. I just can't believe how liberal things are here after what they look at every day. They look at this history every day. They look at what's gone on, what took to get this country where it's at, and then it's just, it's insane, Kim. I can't believe it.
I told you a couple days ago, it's one of those places that's on my bucket list to visit. Never quite made it there yet, but I love history of places, so it's always been on my bucket list. But I'm glad you're having a good time.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I wanted to try New York. It's just a couple hours, you know, like 3 hours away, but maybe 2.5. But I think I'll save that for its own trip. It's just too much going on. After being in Boston for a week, I'm like, man, I don't know if I could handle a bigger city than that. I'm from a small town in Texas, and this is crazy.
I actually, a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to go to New York just prior to New Year's, and I turned it down because I was like, you know, I just can't handle that many people. I don't like most people on a good day. So, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I know that's right.
Well, there's Mr. Chadio. Chad has joined us. Hello, Chad.
Well, how's it going tonight? You know, I was in on the live, and it's hard to get out of it sometimes. You know, I just like people. I like talking to people. And, you know, and every time I go do the live, I'm apprehensive. I don't want to do it. You know, I just, you know, it's one thing to make a 60-second video, but when you actually got to talk to people and stuff, it's, you know, it's nervous for me. But, you know, but once I get going, look out.
Yep, I'm the same way. Every time I go to do a live, I'm nervous about it. And then I'm on there after about 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, why was I nervous? Like, I'm just getting on there. I'm talking to people that think the same way as me. 99% of them, you know, are just like we are. They just want to be left alone. They just want their freedoms to be left alone. And it's just not the way things are going right now. So, yeah, every time I do a live, though, I enjoy it. There's just so many good people on TikTok that want, like I said, just want the same thing that we want.
Well, you know, and more I'm allowing people into the lives. I've never done that before, but if I didn't do that, I probably wouldn't have met you. And, you know, so I'm doing more and more of that, and it's been good so far. I haven't come across any crazies yet that I had to get rid of. But, you know, I just love people, and, you know, people want to hear truth, and you know, Michael, we're exploding. Anybody listening, the word is getting out. People want to hear people like us. You know, they don't trust mainstream media anymore. They trust people like us. And you and I, you know, we come on this show. We do our best to tell you the truth. I mean, we're not journalists or investigative journalists. A lot of this is our opinion, some of the stuff that we see. You know, we try to verify our information before we put it out.
Absolutely, and you're right. That's exactly what's going on. It's not that people want to go to TikTok to get their news. It's not that they want to go to Facebook or Instagram to get their news or have to dig through article after article online. It's they can't trust the media, and they know that now. So many people know that they cannot trust the media. And the stuff that we're doing right now is big. You know, people know that we're not making money off of this. We're doing this in our spare time. We have families We have businesses to run. We're doing this because we love our countries and we love our people, and we just want to be left alone. And for us to be able to enjoy the freedoms that we want to enjoy, and for us to be able to be left alone, we have to be loud as fuck until we get where we need to be. And then maybe we can go back to being the silent majority again. But not right now.
Well, you know, Michael, that is the problem. We've been silent for too long. And like you said, you know, you and I have put investments, and Kim's put a lot of time into building the show and getting us up on different platforms now. And, you know, we got some exciting things coming. I mean, once you and I get, you know, once we're on video, people, you know, because people recognize face more than they do names. So once our face starts getting out over social media, well, then the Biden administration, Trudeau, and the rest of them, now you know, they're going to do everything they can to shut us down. But, you know, look what they're doing to you on TikTok, you know. And but, you know, we don't do this for the money, and no matter what comes, for me, this is something I do in my spare time and you do in your spare time. We invest in it, of course. You know, like I was saying tonight live, on the live, you know, a lot of people gift my videos and send money and these things. And, you know, I don't keep it, Michael. I find followers, and, you know, I don't make a big deal of it or do a TikTok about it, you know, but I take that money. I find a follower and I just give it to them. And, you know, I mean, we could always use money, but there's always people that could use it more. So, you know, anybody listening that do happen to gift my videos for whatever reason, that's what I do with it.
Yeah, that's awesome, Chad. I've done the same thing. I've also given to several veterans organizations. Now when I go on the lives, I just turn the gifts off because obviously I'm not going to be able to get on there and receive the gift because TikTok will take my account without any warning. So I just don't even deal with it anymore, but... that's awesome that you do that. And anybody that needs help, don't be afraid to ask for help. Like, this world has made people think that they need to be hard and they need to be on their own, and that's not the way it is. We need to get back to where we need to ask for help. We need to ask our neighbors for help. We need to talk to each other about stuff like that. And so definitely, that's a good thing. I love it, Chad.
Well, you know, we're building a community, and, you know, a lot of the people, I mean, you know, people in our lives tonight, you know, Amanda, Brooke, Q, I can't even say her name, but she was on there in the live tonight, and, you know, a lot of these people have become our friends, Jeff, you know, and these are the same faces we interact with all the time, and Jimmy Dirch, and, you know, all that crowd out here in Ontario, and, you know, they've become friends. You and I, because of TikTok, have become good friends. And, you know, brother, if you were in a time of need, I'd do nothing I wouldn't do for you. You know, and same with Kim. So, you know, that's one good thing that has come out of this movement is, you know, we all identify what's happening in the world. We identify that we got to act. We identify the fact that the left has been screaming so loud that they drown out the reasonable voices of this world. So it's time now that we start to scream back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's not even just the left, Chad. It's just like 1 or 2% of the left, you know? And it's just we need to get the other 48% of the left to stand up and say, no, we don't actually agree with you. You know, we don't want that pushed upon our kids. And because most of them don't, you know, it's a very small group of people that are loud as hell and that are screaming for everyone to accept their ideologies. And in all actuality, you know, we need to quit accepting the things that we can't change and change the things that we don't want to accept. And I made a video about that the other night. You know, I just got to thinking, you know, we just for years and years and years, we just sit here and take and take and take, and we just give them what they want. We stay silent and we shut up. Well, I'm done with that, Chad. I'm not going to do it anymore. You push something at my kid's school that I don't agree with, I'm going to be up there and I'm going to be loud as hell. You know, we pull our kids out of the public school system, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be involved in any type of school board or anything like that. I've still got 23 nieces and nephews that are in the public school system. So We have to be loud about everything that we want to be changed. We got to quit accepting it and start changing the shit. If we don't like it, we don't want it, we're going to have to just be loud about it and push it out just like they do to us, you know? It's just the difference is we're not pushing out freedom of speech or freedom. We're pushing out pedophilia and we're pushing out sinfulness, you know? I mean, evil is what we're pushing out. So I just think that's the way we're going to have to be.
I agree with you. You know, the time of staying silent is no more. We've allowed, you know, the voices of a very small percentage of a lot of perverted people over in Hollywood that's pushing their agenda, you know, and all these things. We've allowed it to get to a point where they literally shoved it down our throats, shove it upon our kids. You look here in Ontario, what happened with the school teacher that showed up with the giant, you know, prosthetic breasts and made the big statement. Well, you know, the parents of that school, I mean, they all showed up and they said, we're not going to have it. I mean, they created a big deal, brought national attention to the story, and that's what we need to do more of. It's time to stop, you know, listen, we can't keep telling people, you know, who have mental disorders that, you know, pooping in a litter box, excuse me, you know, is okay. I mean, we can't, you know, you got to say, listen, you are crazy. I'm sorry. And if that offends somebody, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you, but you're crazy. If you feel need to poop in a litter box as a human being, then there's something wrong upstairs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They need to be taking their kids to the freaking mental hospital, not to the school. And our kids shouldn't have to walk around. You know, that was a big thing when school started this year. So we've got a new principal here at this school. And up until now, the kids have been able to wear hats in school. They've been able to have a little bit of facial hair on their, you know, a little mustache and a couple other things. Well, this new principal says, no, we're not going to allow that anymore. We're going to make our boys look more proper and prim and no hats, no mustaches, this, that, and the other. Well, the kids, they got loud, Chad. You know, these kids stood up by I don't know, about 700 kids in the high school stood up and said, no, we're not going to come to school if this is the rules you're going to push upon us. Because you're not telling these kids with leashes and collars around their necks that they can't go, you know, that they can't wear them. You can't tell them that they can't, or that they can't bark at us in the hallway or meow at us in the hallway. You're going to let them do whatever they want, then we're going to do whatever we want. And they were telling them that they all had to wear their school ID badge around their neck, and if they didn't have it on them, that the first time it was going to be this, and the second time they'd be suspended. And they stood up. Like 700 kids out of 900 stood up in that school and said, no, they were going to strike going to school, literally. Principal backed down, and he says, okay, you want to wear your hats and you want to do this, then do what you want. What he should have done is said, no, we're not going to allow these kids to fucking wear collars and leashes. But, you know, if you're going to pander to one, you need to pander to all, and if you're not going to pander to all, then you can't just let this one little group of minority step out and say, this is what we're going to do. It's not fair.
Well, you look, Michael, I mean, it's Texas. I mean, everybody in Texas, I think you guys get a beard when you're about 4 years old. So, hey, you got to be clean-shaven, I don't know, you know. But it's good to see the young people now that see the power in numbers, that can truly understand that they have the power. You know, the mainstream media, you know, and the story they try to tell us, they no longer are in power. The people now have the power. The people see the need. You know, here in Canada, we have Global News, which is basically in every city in Canada. They are now going bankrupt. They're asking the Canadian government to bail them out. Well, you know, if you didn't report false news and fake news, more people would be tuning into your shows, more advertisers, you know, and it's good to watch these media empires crumble and people like us rise out of the ashes.
Yeah, and I can't wait for the day that they all go down, Chad, and as soon as we take back the Senate and the House, that's one of the things we need to be pushing for immediately. We need to take away the bullshit that Barack Obama put in there and basically put back in the laws that they can't just put out propaganda and bullshit that they need to be reporting actual fucking news. It's insane, the stuff that they put out and the stuff that they cover up. You know, I'm still pissed off about the kid in North Dakota or Utah. I can't remember now. Taylor Ellingson. I'm still pissed off about that. You know, that kid died. They give him no coverage whatsoever. Fox is, and a few others are the only ones that talked about it. CNN, NBC, ABC, any of the mainstream media newses that are liberal didn't say nothing about it. And it's insane, you know. I mean, the Kyle Rittenhouse story was on the news for weeks, man. George Floyd was on the news for weeks. And then they had the Summer of Love, and they put that shit on the news every day. I'm so sick of the one-way propaganda-pushing platform. I can't wait till they go down. I really, really can't. I want to be part of them going down.
Well, you know, you kind of were when CNN Plus, they invested all that money and it lasted 30 days, you know, and they're getting rid of people like Brian Stelter. And you know, you're going to see Jim Acosta, all these people wanting to be heroes up there yelling at Donald Trump. You know, these people, look, you know, that's one thing about Trump. I call it the Trump karma, whatever the hell it is. But if you look at all these people that went against Trump, I mean, it don't end up good for them. You know, the Lincoln Project got exposed. You know, one of them was sleeping with a young boy, and a 15-year-old boy, you know, these pedophiles. And, you know, their colors were all truly, truly shown, and I love it. I just love the fact, you know, I tell people in the lives, you know, I have no skin in America's game. So when I sit here and I talk about Donald Trump, it's from an outsider looking in. So, you know, if I was an American and I was standing for Donald Trump and these things, well, you know, that's my political allegiance, whatever. But I'm not. I'm a Canadian. I'm on the outside looking in. I can see what the FBI did to the man. I can see that they investigate him through a fake FISA warrant. I can see that Poroshenko, the guy who was the basis of the Steele dossier, I could see now that he was new Durham revelations show that he was an actual FBI informant. So how can an FBI informant give Steele the dossier that was the basis of the FISA warrant? You know, and so, you know, as an outsider looking in, I can see how corrupt the FBI really is. You know, I can see that they spied on a sitting president. I could see that they invaded now a former president, based on a hall of records, that there's no precedent in U.S. history. You know, I think a court ruled on that before, that it can't be criminal or anything like that. You know, and I mean, it's an absolute disgrace what they are doing politically.
Yeah, what pisses me off the most is that the left is okay with it, that the liberals are okay with this, because, man, if we would have demanded this on Barack Obama, and we would have had the FBI go in and search, you know, Barack Obama's personal residence and go through Malia's and, you know, his kids' freaking drawers, and I mean, they would have had a fit. That would have started some type of fucking civil war, Chad. And so the hypocrisy, I'm so sick of it, man. I really am, because I feel like, yes, I lean to the right a lot. But if I see some fucked up stuff that the right is doing, I call them out, man. I don't like it. I don't like anyone doing shit they shouldn't do, evil stuff. Like, I don't care what side of the fence you're on. And that's what pisses me off the most about the left side is they don't call this shit out. They just go with it, you know? And that's what being here in Boston for the week and going through the freaking Holocaust Memorial the other day, reading that sign, you know, where he's talking about they came for the Catholics and he was a Protestant, so he didn't say anything, and they came for the Jews and he didn't say anything, you know, and then they came for him and there was nobody left to speak out, because they're okay with this shit. But if it was on the other side, they wouldn't be okay with it. And if it was on the other side, I wouldn't be okay with it. If we were sending the fucking FBI into Obama's house and searching, you know, just if we did what they did to Trump, I wouldn't have been okay with it, because it's all malicious and it's all bullshit. So, I mean, just the hypocrisy alone just kills me. It pisses me off. And not saying that there's not hypocrisy on the right, because there is. There's a lot of people that would be okay with that shit, but it just really does piss me off. But we were talking about the news a minute ago and the mainstream media. Trump today, I read an article this morning that he is suing CNN for $450 million for defamation of his character, for slander. And, man, that's what we need. We need – that's what's going to take down the media. If Trump can go in and sue these news organizations, Kyle Rittenhouse, all these people need to go in and sue these news organizations. We need to take their fucking power away. And how do you take their power away? You take their money away.
Yeah, 100%. And I love the fact that Donald Trump is suing them. What they've done to the man over the years – I mean, it's been nothing short of, you know, full harassment. You know, the lies and you know, the Stormy Daniels and all the nonsense that's on constant repeat. Jeff Zucker, he had a personal vendetta against Donald Trump, as you know. He worked with him on The Apprentice. And, you know, so they use these outlets to really, really try and destroy Donald Trump's character. I mean, there is people that literally hate the man. And what I would say to people who really hate him like that, why? Did $2 billion in advertising actually get to you? Because if it did, you're easily programmable. They know that, and you are the people that, you know, this programming is designed for. You know, because, I mean, hate the man the way you do. I mean, I start talking with Donald Trump on a live. It's like kicking over a hornet's nest. I mean, they start coming in from everywhere. It's just bees coming. Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
Speaking of The Apprentice, though, when Donald Trump was on TV, all these same people, Chad, they watched that show. They liked him. If they didn't like him, they didn't like him. They didn't hate him. Like, you're right, the billions of dollars that they spent on advertising to smear his name, the media doing it for the last 5-6 years, they're weak. They're weak individuals. Their mind is weak. Their brain is weak. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just a simple fact. They're falling for the bullshit propaganda, just like they're falling for, you know, there's a lot that they fell for in the last few years, but it's they're weak. That's all there is about it.
Well, you know, one oh my goodness, breaking news. Quebec Premier Francois Legault has been reelected. I mean, it's absolutely, and win with a majority. Quebec, I don't know what the hell's wrong with Quebec here in Canada. They had curfews during lockdowns. Anyways, you know, back to what you were saying, Michael. You know, the people have to get involved. We have to be involved in the school boards. You have to be involved in the sheriff's office. You have to be involved with the election of your DAs and all these things in America. You got to get involved in every aspect. And when you see things like teachers showing up with prosthetic breasts to teach the class, you know, we had, I just seen an advertisement on, I think it was on Twitter, for Disney Plus. And it had a transsexual man, you know, promoting Hocus Pocus. Now, this, you know, my problem is not that you have a transsexual promoting it. My problem is Disney, this is for kids, you know. So why would you have that promoting for children? Listen, how somebody wants to live their life, that's up to themselves. That's not for me to judge. You know, that's between you and your God. You know, and I don't judge you the way I treat you as a human being. I don't care what your status is in life. Whether you be LBGQ, whatever the case may be, I judge you by your character, not what you claim to be. So, you know, when you have a transsexual, you know, standing there advertising for children, I mean, come on. And you know, We'll see. You know, I've seen a couple transsexuals on TikTok now actually come out and speak against this kind of stuff. It's been really, really good to see, you know, because the whole movement's been hijacked by pedophiles. I know it, and you know it, Michael.
Absolutely. The you know, you're talking about the movie Hocus Pocus. Okay, so that's one of the reasons that we even came up this way. My wife has been wanting to go to Salem since she was a little girl, since she found out that movie was made there, and there's, you know, had the houses there, the cemeteries there, this, that, and the other. We went there 3 days ago. We spent the whole day in Salem. You know, we were walking by the guys doing the tour, the witch tour, and says there's a restaurant there, Blue something. I can't remember the name of it, but he says he's telling the whole crowd, you know, kids involved and everything. He's telling them, yep, that's the bar. They do the drag shows on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays or something. And everybody's welcome, this, that, and the other. And my wife looked at me, and she's not near as conservative as I am, but she looked at me and was just like, wow. You know, I could just see it in her face. And then we get back to the hotel that night, and she sees the advertisement for that movie, Chad, and she is so pissed off that she went to that town and spent money in that town. And I said, babe, it's not the town. It's Disney. Like, don't be mad at yourself. You know what I mean? Like, but. Yeah, she said, we're not going to be watching it. We're not, you know, because it's Disney. This is not, it's bullshit is what it is. And what it, we're, once again, they're pushing 1% of, you know, a very, very small percentage onto everybody and onto our kids. If it was a movie that I was going to watch, whatever, but it's not. It's for my kids. It's not okay.
Well, you know, and so you got to ask yourself why. You look at Disney after their call got leaked. You remember in the boardroom, I forget exactly how the story went, but, you know, the call got leaked, how they're going to push more gender neutral and all this BS, and that's what they're aiming. They've lost billions, in the billions. I think it was $63 billion or something. You know, I canceled my Disney Plus.
Disney Plus?
A lot of people. You know, a lot of people canceled. So, you know, at the risk of losing billions of dollars, you're still doing it. So what is the angle? What are they doing here? You see, it's a perversion, and that's what it is. They're trying to pervert your kids. I took my young fella, you know, he had a surgery, and praise the Lord, he's up and around now. So I took him out to the movie the other day. We went and watched the DC Super League of Pets. And, you know, it's just a cartoon about pets with superpowers, you know how it is. And it's for children. And in the show, it was very subtle. He didn't notice it, but I noticed it. You know, there was someone there talking about, well, my owners, you know, my fiance met this other one. It was two women. You know, why do you have to have that sexuality, sexual orientation in children's cartoons? Because they want to normalize it, you see, because they know if they can bypass your conscious mind and make the subconscious think that these things are normal and these things are okay, you know, and you can catch the children young, they're trying to prepare them for that kind of a future.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it for so long, Chad, and it's funny that you say that, because for the longest time, you know, like I said, I've got 23 nieces and nephews. I didn't have kids when I was young. You know, I had my first kid at like 32. And so like my sisters had kids at 16, 17 years old. So I've had kids around me for years. I've watched all these movies with them, you know, 100 movies with them. And the whole time I'm watching these movies when I'm younger, watching them with my nieces and nephews, I'm thinking, oh, they put this stuff in there so the parents, you know, would be entertained a little bit, but the kids don't get it. They don't know what's going on. And it didn't hit me until I was like, you know, probably in my 30s, you know, 32, 33, right after I had my kid, and I was watching a movie, and I was like, this isn't for the parents. This is for the kids. This is for the kids that get it. My 8-year-old, my 9-year-old little girl, she catches all that shit, Chad. Every little bit of perversion that she sees in a movie, every bit of anything, she points it out, and I'm like, damn, she's smart. Like, I don't get it. She's too smart for her own good, but yeah, it's not for the parents to stay interested in it. It's absolutely to pervert our kids and to train their brains to think that all this shit is okay.
But, you know, one of the most common arguments of the left, you know, when talking about transsexuals and all this is the suicide. You know, these are people that are in spiritual battles, you know, they're going through their whole life not knowing their identity. You know, it has nothing to do with how people on the right make them feel or people, you know, in general make them feel. It's an internal struggle that they're going through. And I feel for them,
yep.
You know, and I'm not trying to put them down, you know. But I just don't want, you know, these corporations with their billions of dollars in advertising targeting my kids, telling them to go into that internal struggle, trying to put them into that not knowing their identity and walking through this world confused, you know, where, you know, it could seriously, seriously harm them.
Yeah. And that's what they're doing, and that's, you know, that's what their intent is. I mean, look at where all the money goes. You know, it goes into the pharmaceuticals, and they mess with their heads, they mess with their brains, and then what do? They run to the doctor gives them medicine instead of actually fixing them, you know. It's just a big cycle.
Well, you know, Michael, if I went to the hospital tomorrow and said, you know, I don't identify with my left arm, I want you to take it off, they would say I'm crazy. You know, let's face it, that's exactly what they'll say. But now when a child goes and say I identify as a woman, they want to castrate them. And, you know, it's just wrong, you know, especially amongst children. And I think most transsexuals, and, you know, this is not an anti-transsexual show. We're just on the topic, friends, and we kind of, you know, veer off on some things. So, you know, this is not what we stand for. I mean, we're inclusive of all people. You know, we don't want to put anybody down. We're talking about the specific targeting of our children. And, you know, so to have these young children on puberty blockers and pills that actually, you know, they give for chemical castration, you know, back when their minds are not even developed enough to know who they truly are. They're only acting out who the world is telling them they are.
Absolutely. They can't buy cigarettes. They can't drive a car. They can't go into the military. But they're old enough to decide if they want to be a man or a woman. Been so many of them that have made that decision young that come back later in life and they regret it so bad that, you know, they're coming out now and I'm seeing them come out and make videos and telling these kids, like, don't do it. Wait until you're older. Wait until your brain has caught up with your body or your body's caught up with your brain, because you'll regret it. Like, you know, they're not old enough. They're not old enough. Just like these freaking, you know, up there, they're pushing to let these kids make their decisions at, what, 13, 14 years old to get the vaccination on their own? Like, it's insane. That's another hypocrisy. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, and you can't do that. But you can do this when you're 13 or 14 or when you're 12. You know, it's just crazy. You're not old enough to do this. You're not old enough to do that. But you can make the decision on whether you want to be a boy or a girl.
Well, and you know, Michael, you touched on the vaccines here. I mean, how many people have to drop dead of heart attacks before people on the left will wake up? You know, the people who virtue signaling, you know, walking around with their head up. I'm double vaccinated, triple vaccinated, and in line for my booster. You know, you know, when are those people going to wake up to say, okay, the doctor's now come out and said there's a 1 in 5,000 chance of myocarditis. Why would you ever give your child a 1 in 5,000 chance over a disease, a virus, or whatever you want to call it, man-made, I call it, virus,
yep,
that you're 98.9% ability to cover on your own? You're going to put your child at risk. It just makes no sense. And if you are a parent who has to go through that now, my heart really goes out to you. And, you know, that's what I believe, this war in Ukraine, you know, all of this stuff is ramping up. I believe there's going to be a lot of deaths, and they're going to try and focus the main media attention somewhere else than the real pandemic that we have right now because of these vaccines. And we could say it because this is our show. We can say whatever the hell it is we want. our you know, gracious host, Blog Talk Radio and Unplugged. You know, they've given us the ability, and they said that, you know, they'll back us no matter what. So, you know, we're going to say it, and we're going to say it loud. People are dying because of these vaccines. And you can cover it up, you can talk about it all you want, try to hide it and try to shut us down, but the fact of the matter is Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, the governments around the world are responsible for crimes against humanity. And we, the people, need to hold them accountable.
We absolutely do. And you're right. They are killing people. It's not just conspiracy anymore. There's enough science out there. There's enough data out there that anyone that wants to find the information can get online and do a 20-minute search and know that these vaccines are killing people. No, you're not going to get online and just see, are the vaccines killing people? Yes, they're killing people. But you go look at the numbers from 2017, 2018, 2019 of the different things people were dying from, and now everything's fucking unknown. SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. It's not right. It wasn't happening then. You don't have to be a rocket science to see that it's changed. People are dying for no reason. Why are they dying for no reason? What has changed in the last 2 years that would cause the numbers to spike and people dying for no reason? A fucking vaccine that they pushed on half the fucking, you know, half the population? Sorry, guys, my language. But yes, a vaccine. That's the only thing that's changed, guys. That and the man-made virus that they put on us. So one or the other is causing people to die. And I'm leaning towards the vaccine since the numbers are pushing that way.
Well, and that's what you, you know, I mean, young people taking heart attacks in record numbers. Here in Alberta, here in Canada, Alberta, you know, Alberta is like our Texas, you know, and the number one cause of death, what do you think about this? The number one cause of death is unknown. What do you mean unknown? And we're starting to find that now through more and more provinces. The number one cause of death is unknown. So, you know, once this starts to get out, and, you know, once it starts affecting the children, once you're starting to see young children die and young athletes, and you know, we're already starting to see it, but I got a feeling it's going to be on a much broader scale because they're still pushing the boosters. You know, Sweden now canceled it for young kids. They say it's dangerous. The UK now, I believe, is canceling it for young kids. But here in Canada, these corrupt physicians, they're still pushing this shot upon our young people. And, you know, if it does damage, and it will, I mean, we know it's happening, you know, we have to bring major, major attention to it.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring... And that's why I can't wait until this red wave happens in the U.S. because we have the power to do that. We just have to win our election. We have to make sure that we win this election, and we just have to hold these people's fucking feet to the fire on what we want them to do. Whether we have to call, email, whatever we have to do daily, we just need to be pushing what we want them to do, and we make sure that they are doing it. And if we do that, we can get to the bottom of all this corruption. We can expose every bit of it. And if the people that don't want to believe it don't believe it, then they're just dumb and blind. Because at this point, you can figure it out on your own if you really want to. And for the people that don't really want to, once it's all just laid right out in front of you and you don't want to believe it then I don't know what to, I don't even know what we do for them, you know. What do we do for those? What do we do with those kind of people, Chad, that just are literally blind and will not open their eyes to see, you know, it's in front of them. They're not blind. They just won't open their eyes. They're just walking through with their hands over their eyes covered. I feel like that's how those people are.
cognitive dissonance at its best, you know, and the fact is, I mean, even if your children suffer some kind of adverse reaction. There was a young boy here in Newfoundland. He had Bell's palsy after the first shot, you know, and anybody don't know what that is where half your face just, it's almost like you had a stroke. It droops. This boy was 6 years old. And then, you know, he started to recover from it and these things. And the mother was wondering if she should get him his booster. You know, I mean, how do you fix that? He had an obvious reaction to the first one. Why on earth would you ever, ever consider that for your child? I don't understand people. We know right from the beginning of this pandemic that most children, I think if, I mean, 99%, I mean, it was a crazy number. I could be wrong. Don't quote me, friends, you know. But most children overcome this no problem at all. Children were never the problem. So why are they trying to put these vaccines on kids? And then you had doctors with no authority. There's one here in Canada that was vaccinating people's kids without their parents' permission. I mean, that's just sick. And that was even before they had it formulated for the kids. He was splitting them in half. I don't know what the hell he was doing. But he was up against the physician's board, and they did nothing. I don't even know if they give him a fine.
That's he should have been he should have had his license taken away. He should be in prison right now. I can't believe that's wow. I would probably go to jail over some shit like that. You know, it's crazy. It's cognitive dissonance for sure. But what do we do with those kind of people? I just don't know. I'm on the fence. Like, I just don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know what you do with someone that just is willing to walk into the fire. You tell them it's hot. They can see the fire, but they just walk into it because they're told it's okay and it's not going to burn them. Like, I just don't know. I'm almost think they're just lost, man. And, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, you know, Michael, it's because of how they did it. You see, if you watch the psychological playbook, you know, they made these people feel that they're somehow high and mighty for they're doing a great thing for the people of this country. You know, so they give them virtue, and that anybody else that don't match up to that virtue, well, they're beneath them. You know, you're not doing the right thing. They're doing the right. So because they have that feeling that they're doing the right thing, they cannot see, they see everything else as a conspiracy. Now, our guest tonight, before we keep on going, you know, he knows a lot about this stuff, and he's done a lot of videos on it. What do you think of Gallagher, Michael?
Oh, I love Gallagher, man. I've been following him for a long time. He's followed me back. On several accounts. He's a man of a lot of information. He doesn't have to say much to get it out there either. That's one of the things I liked about him the most is just his presentation. He's way better on a computer than me. That's all I got to say.
He's one hell of an editor. I absolutely love his videos. You know, I love anybody that, like you said, you know, I come on and shoot off my big mouth, but he can say more in 15 seconds than I can say in a five-minute video, you know, and the way he does it, you know, the guy is just cool. Let's face it, he's just cool, and, you know, I love his content, and when you're ready, Michael, we could bring him in.
Absolutely. I almost was at a loss for words a minute ago when I was talking about not knowing what to do with those sort of people, and so when I'm at a loss of words, I figure I will just bring in our sponsor, Bull Snot. And Bull Snot is a automotive, truck, 18-wheeler, boat, RV, whatever you want to clean, it'll clean it. And so, Kim, if you will.
Kim? I don't know what's happening there.
It's not... No, it's not playing for me for some reason. I don't know why it's not playing. That's interesting.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
Now that we're over the bull snot and the bullshit, let's bring our brother Gallagher in.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Gallagher, you're live.
How are you? Am I on?
I am doing. Yep, you're on, brother, and I am doing good, man. I'm not even that far from you guys, man. I'm normally about 2,500 to 3,000 miles from you guys. I think I'm only six to eight hours from you guys right now. So I'm up in Boston, Gallagher. I've been up here checking out the birthplace of the American Revolution. I've been looking at history from the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. Man, this place is beautiful. The architecture is beautiful. The history is beautiful. Anyways, how are you doing, man?
Is. I'm all right. Had a nice, had a decent Monday at work. That's actually not normal. I think it's because there's no flies on me today. I've just been thinking about this show all day long.
Awesome, man.
You know, Gallagher, the way the show works, Gallagher, we just kind of, you know, there's a delay, a 1 second delay. So basically, you know, you'll say a point. Then we'll cut in, we'll say a point, you know, and we wait till we're done finishing. That way we don't talk over each other. But so what do you do for a living? You know, you don't have to say where, what, or how. You know, what is it that you do?
Well, I'm recently in the construction industry. I was in the oil industry, but I left because of an injury. And then Trudeau, when I finally was able to go back to work. I went back to work, and that's about when he shut her down, and 100,000 workers in Alberta overnight had no job. So kind of had to make ends meet. I came back home, and I just basically went into the construction industry. And I'm not afraid to tell anybody anything of where I am. I'm in Kelowna, B.C. I'm not afraid of being doxxed. You have to be afraid of being doxxed to care. I don't care. I don't mind people knowing where I am or what I do, because there ain't no flies on me when it comes to that shit. I tell you that.
Well, you know, Gallagher, you know, that's true. And I'm the same way. Michael's the same way. We're not worried about being doxxed and these things because, you know, the fact of the matter is we're not out there promoting violence or, you know, doing something. We're just people who love our country. We're people who've taken a stand, and we don't care who knows it, who does it, don't care what job he gets fired from. You know, I'm blessed to have my own business, so. You know, I'm not going to fire myself, and Michael's the same way. And I'm glad that you know you're in this fight called freedom. So you know, we were talking earlier about the vaccines. You know, and then Michael, you can follow up with it. But what's your thoughts? Why are people so blind to what's happening?
To be honest, we had a similar act. Like the MUNT Act that Obama abolished. And we even had a, what do you call it? There was a statement made in a Canadian newspaper last year that our Canadian military admitted to spying on all 30 million cell phones in Canada around the same time that it was proven that the MUNT Act was removed by Obama. And it was sort of, if you ask me, the Biden, I don't like to call him an administration because an administration works for the people. I call it the Biden regime, just like I call it the Liberal regime here in Canada. I think they work hand in hand, and they're on the phone every day. and they coincide what they're doing with each other so that they work together. I've never seen so much, collaboration between the two governments of Canada and the States until it was this COVID crap. And my opinion on the vaccine is it's a man-made toxin. They didn't test it on shit. The test was when they released it. And then there was the cover-up and the gaslighting when people were having things happen. I'll tell you a quick little story. The reason why I'm so adamant against the vaccine is it right away affected my life. I didn't get it myself. I was never going to get it. But my mother got sick with supposedly COVID, and she ended up in the hospital. So what happened was is I have never heard of anyone getting the flu and then being given the flu shot. That's just not a thing. You don't get polio and then get the polio shot. It doesn't work that way. Well, while my mother was in the hospital, they gave her the COVID shot, and she was on a respirator and everything. She wasn't intubated, but she was on a respirator. And they gave her the vaccine. 24 hours later, my mother had a stroke. And my sisters, unfortunately, listen to authority figures, and they take them at their word of everything they say. And they convinced my sisters that it was from COVID. And that made me so fucking mad. Excuse my French. I'm very, very adamant against this vaccine. I know all the ins and outs and all the gaslighting that's going on with it and everything else because it affected my life. And my mother is convinced that it was the right thing to do. She doesn't think it was the vaccine either. It's crazy. I can't even get over it. And she was anti COVID vax before that. She didn't even know she received it, actually. And that's where I'm at with that.
What is your response, Michael? Michael?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Gallagher.
You got me. Sorry, I had myself muted, guys. That would piss me off too, man. That to no end, because that's what pisses me off the most. Anyways, we were talking about, you know, people not accepting the facts that are laid out in front of them. But there's a lot of people that are just dumb or that just haven't paid attention or just don't know. And they watch the mainstream media, and the media tells them this, and it pisses me off. That's why I'm so adamant about getting this media shut down, because it's their fault. They're the ones that kept telling these people to go do this. This is okay. Go do this, you know. They keep pushing it, and then they should be to blame. They're killing people, and you know, like your mom, there's thousands and thousands of people that basically got forced the shot because they didn't even know that they were getting it. They, you know, the family agreed to give it to them, or they had to get it for a transplant. You know, my friend, my buddy, his dad, rest in peace. He had to have a kidney transplant about 12 years ago, man. And he was doing great. He's been fine for the last 12 years. He got sick. He got COVID. And his doctor talked him into, you know, he got COVID and beat it. So after he got COVID and beat COVID, he was doing good. I think he still had some type of dialysis that he had to still go to. They told him that he really needed to get the shot, that he couldn't come to the hospital anymore if he didn't have the vaccine, yada, yada, yada. Long story short, Rocky's dead now. Rocky went through the kidney transplant. He's done all this. Man, he had problems with his heart, everything, and he's made it through all that. But 2.5 weeks after he got the vaccine, he died. You know, I've had 3 friends of mine that have gotten the vaccine that have had miscarriages early on in their pregnancies. I can't say that that's from the vaccine, but I can't tell them that I think it is, but I want to blame it on it because of all the statistics that I saw on the babies having early terminations in the pregnancy stage. So it's sad, man. I really feel for anybody that took the vaccine unwillingly, knowing or unknowing what it was going to do to them. You know, they just took the propaganda and they went with it. And it sucks, man. They spent billions of dollars to trick everybody, and it worked on a lot of people, and it's really, really sad.
Yeah, $3.5 trillion.
Well, Gallagher, my heart really goes out to you on that, brother, you know, with your family and, you know, what you're going through. And what's even harder, you know, when you have a family and, they can't see it, but you could see it. And you're trying to tell them it's the vaccine, but they just can't see it. You know, as I was talking about earlier, number one cause of death in Alberta is unknown. No, it's known. We know, but these fake news, these fake doctors, these people frightened to death to stand up to the colleges, they're frightened to death to report that something else has changed. And the fact is these vaccines are killing people. Michael, you talked about kidney transplant. I was talking to a friend of mine, is a hardcore liberal. He now just joined the Conservative Party so he could vote for Pierre Poilievre. that's how much the hardcore liberals are now starting to turn around. But his brother-in-law had kidney disease and needed a kidney transplant. Well, they wouldn't give him the transplant unless he had his COVID shot. He took the COVID shot, got his kidney transplant, and then died of a heart attack at 42 years old. So, it's absolutely sickening. So what's your thoughts on that, Gallagher? You know, the fact that our own hospitals and key doctors are covering this stuff up.
Well, the thing is there are brave people and there are innocuous people, as in the ones that just stay quiet and they keep their opinions to themselves. And then there are the ones that'll throw their career to the wind because they know it's right to do. There's those three types. And unfortunately, the one type that doesn't talk, when you speak nothing, you basically are accepting. So that's two-thirds against one, and that's basically how numbers work. And it's crazy. Like, when you sit down and think about it, this is how I've explained it to some people who deny it and everything, is that these people have gone to school for minimum sometimes of 12 years to get where they are. Do you think they're going to say something stupid? There's something that has to be said about someone who has that much at stake, and they're saying these things about the danger, or even saying, let's take a look at it a little harder. Even just mentioning it can get you fired, especially here in the Okanagan. They have this, their health system here is, let's just say it, they're like fucking Nazis. I had to go to a clinic with a friend, and they're still asking if you're vaccinated. And I said, I'm not telling you. I'm not here for service. I just brought my friend. They wouldn't allow me in just because they wouldn't tell them. And it's more of people are afraid to lose their job, and people don't want to talk because they're afraid to lose their job. But I'm telling you, I've had private conversations with nurses and doctors and EMTs, and I do some work in the hospital, and I have to go through the back with a mask on and keep away from everybody. And where I work is, let's say I'm putting in lead in a wall. I'm in a what they call a negative air tent because you can't have dust going through the hospital. But so I do that, and I'm there for weeks putting in drywall and steel structure and what have you. You end up seeing the same people every day, and you end up talking. Well, there's a lot of people in the hospital that don't agree with what's going on, but they're scared to lose their career because it's the only thing they know. And there's a powerful motivation when it's your daily life, it's your money, it's how you feed yourself. So just know that there's a lot more people on our side. They're just not voicing it out of fear, and it's terrible. I don't understand it, you know, but like a brave person will never understand a weak person, and a weak person will never understand a brave person. It's sort of a perfect storm, and people think that, oh, the liberals are dumb and what have you. They're not. They're actually very smart. They're organized. They have money. They've been doing this for a long time. You have to admit that you got to be pretty genius to have this kind of mass psychosis going on. And it's been going on for a while. They just ended up turning on the switch.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you make a very good point there, Gallagher. And, you know, what were you going to say, Michael?
Oh, I was just going to say, absolutely. They're very smart. Not only the doctors, they went to school for 12 years. These people, you know, they've gone through a lot of shit, but the liberals, they're very smart. They've taken over every major city in the United States. Same, I'm sure, in Canada. They've taken over. They've taken over our school systems. They've taken over our, you know, education. They've taken over our city halls. They've taken over our freaking state capitals. These people have infiltrated us, and they did it quietly. They went to school, they got the jobs they needed, they got the, you know, the endorsements they needed, and then they come in quietly, they do what they need to do, and then they got loud as hell. And we didn't even know it was happening. So, yeah, they're very smart. They play dirty. They play dirty as hell. And I hate saying it, but I'm ready to play dirty too in certain ways, man, because I want my country back. And, you know, my dad always told me when I was fighting that there was no dirty fight. You either win or you lose, you know. You do what you have to do to get out of a situation. And I am sick of sitting back and letting these people destroy our countries. We have to do whatever we have to do to get our countries back on track. It just sucks that we are so divided as people, that we've let the two-party system divide us so bad that we can't see the greater good for everyone. You know, it really sucks, man. I don't know. It does. But Canada, that's all I was going to say, is they are smart. They're smart as hell.
Canada.
But, you know, so Gallagher, why do you think BC... You know, why is BC such a liberal province? I mean, the liberals and the NDP out there have done nothing good for the province. Why is it, you know, why is it so hardcore liberal out there? I guess they're more NDP. I maybe, you know, need to be corrected on that. But I know that the BC liberals had to change the name of the party to get away from the Trudeau liberals. So what's your thoughts on that? Why are people so left out there?
Well, it's not just my thoughts. I'm going to tell you a fact. And this is it's the same as in Ontario. Ontario and BC are liberal as hell. And how that works is Canada is proving by action on the loophole that Canada has that the states doesn't have. I absolutely love the Constitution of the United States. I think it should be implemented in various ways across the world because it protects
Bingo.
The people. It protects the people. As in, what our loophole is, we have what they prevent with their Constitution, is they have the Electoral College. Now, how our politics work in Canada is that I don't even know how they figured out how the seats work, but it is very, very one-sided. And I believe they go by population density, which shouldn't happen because the loophole is you end up with mob rule. We're ruled by Toronto, Vancouver, and Quebec. That is it. And those are the most densely populated areas in Canada, and they always get what they want, and they fucking know it. And that's why most of the politicians congregate in those three cities mainly, because they know if they get enough of the votes, they just end up washing everything. Our loophole is that I believe every province in Canada should have an odd number of seats, but the equal amount of number. And then that way, it doesn't matter about population. That destroys mob rule. And then we would have, like, what happened to Trump if they allowed what happened to him to go to the states. He would have won 35 states would have turned over to him if it wasn't for that little snake Mike Pence, which that actually shocked me. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, that's how our politics work in Canada, and we're seeing it play out literally daily, is the mob rule. And the fact that somehow they were able to team up the NDP and the Liberal government, that's basically two-thirds of the government went against the Conservatives just to make them lose. And that pissed me off. I couldn't believe that our PPC got 1 million votes and didn't get one seat. Not one. That's fucked.
Yeah, you know, Gallagher, I mean, we look now over in Quebec. Michael, Quebec is a French-speaking province here in Canada. They hold a lot of seats, so they have a lot of power. I don't understand why they have so many seats and so many ridings, but every prime minister from the dawn of time have kowtowed to Quebec. They have no resources that I know of, no oil, no nothing to offer Canada, but yet they get the most from the deals that come from Canada. So a lot of the money that, you know, the way it works, all the provinces kind of pull their money together and the federal government deals it, you know, hands it out, if you will, to have-not provinces. So basically, they're always sucking up to Quebec because of the 52 seats or whatever they have. And right now, over in Quebec, Legault just got reelected. And here's a man who locked the people down, who, you know, and he put so many measures against free speech, you know, against speaking English. You can't even have a concert now in Quebec if you don't speak French. I mean, it's gone, and the people voted him in again. What's your thoughts on that, Gallagher?
Well, if they acquisition the votes, and it's obvious they're doing it here. Dominion is a Canadian company. I believe it is in either Montreal or Toronto. I am not privy to it right now. I don't have the computer in front of me. I will soon. I'm just not in front of it. But so there is a thing called the Tides Foundation, which is owned by one person. That is George Soros. Isn't it funny that the only office for Dominion voting machines is in the same building as the Tides Foundation for George Soros in all of Canada? Just this one building, and they're the only two businesses in that building. That should tell you a lot. I do not believe that our voting system is actually being counted properly. There is no way that Trudeau made it in that snap election. He only got 29% of the entire vote, and somehow he won? What the fuck?
It was actually 17%, Gogler, and there was 210,000 votes not counted. So what do you mean they're not counted? How could we have 210,000 votes, mail-in ballots? You know, we've had all kinds of trouble with these mail-in ballots. Should have never been allowed. You know, but used under the guise of COVID to bring that out.
Yeah.
I think it was all a plan. I think it was a plan to steal the election. I think America's election was stolen. You know, I think here in Canada we've got to get rid of the Commonwealth and go to a constitutional republic, like you said, just like America. What do you think, Michael?
I think that that's exactly what every country needs, a constitution that is framed from the United States Constitution. I think we need to start using our constitution. You know, the liberals on the left here think that our constitution needs to be rewritten. No, it needs to be reread. Man, being here in Boston and just around all this freaking history, you know, y'all were talking about the freedom of speech. You know, I've got a picture of Mary Dyer. She was a Quaker that came over here. She was prosecuted. She was hung on the court, you know, right there on the Boston Common for her religious views and everything. That's why when they wrote the Bill of Rights and everything, that's why they put freedom of speech in there, is because of this woman. You know, like, they want to rewrite it. They need to reread it, and they need to read it again and understand it and know that it was put there for all of us. It wasn't just put there for constitutionalists or for conservatives. It was put there for every single one of us. And if we go back to that piece of paper, it defines every question that everybody has. No, everything's not written out in specifics, but if you have a little bit of common sense, you can read it and you can pretty much line out any question that you have. And if it's not there, then we don't need it, you know? The founders were some very smart men, and, you know, without our First Amendment, we don't have anything. And without the Second Amendment, we don't have any of those. So, I mean, when it comes to the Constitution, I love our Constitution. I just wish more people would read it and understand it, because it's not a liberal thing. It's not a conservative thing. The Constitution protects every single one of us. And, you know, for people to say that they want to get rid of the Constitution or they want to change the Constitution, it's just ignorant. It's the most brilliant piece of paper that was ever written. And the guys that wrote it were awesome. They were so far beyond their time when they wrote that piece of paper. And they've seen so much of what was going on right now, or what could go on right now, that they wrote the things in there that they wrote. It's just amazing to me. Those guys, they were just so smart, and we all need a constitution, and it should be taught in high schools. It should be taught. That should be one of the main things. You know, I'm so sick of the public education system anyways. They teach you all this bullshit that you're never going to use, but they slack in the areas in life that you really need. And so that's, you know, this week has been a huge history lesson for my little girl. And we'll end up going over to Philadelphia on a vacation the next few years, and I'll take her and show her where the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was written. And it's, you know, our history is something that we really need to pay attention to, because if we don't pay attention to it, you know what they say about it, it will repeat itself.
So go ahead, Gallagher.
Sorry, I just want to quickly express, because, I mean, there's a few people listening. People don't ever think about how the states was formed initially. They do, but they don't. But if you look at it, there is no other country in the history of the entire world that was formed purposefully. Country has ever been formed purposefully. The only country in the history of the world that was formed purposefully was the United States of America. And that is just, it blows my mind to think of it in that way. And a lot of people haven't really heard it said that way, that no other country has been formed and then ratified with a piece of paper on purpose.
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, you know, anybody listening, you know, you could always join our live chat that we have going on. You do have to sign in for that. And, you know, we do have the phone lines open. Anybody wants to call in and speak to Gallagher or talk about any of the issues we have ongoing tonight, you know, we'll get you on the air just as soon as we can. You know, we just have some breaking news that coming in now, Michael, that North Korea has fired a rocket over Japan. Japan has sent out the air warnings telling people to take shelter. You know, I mean, the world has gone completely insane. Nobody respects America. Joe Biden is an absolute joke. Little Rocket Man would not try that if Donald Trump was in office. Vladimir Putin would not be marching across the border of Ukraine if Trump was in office. Well, what's your thoughts on that, Michael?
Yeah, it makes me so sick, Chad. Because like Gallagher said, man, in 2019, we were freaking independent. Everything that we needed, we had. We were producing it. We were selling it. We were making money off of it. The world was in peace. Everything was going the way that it should be going. And with one theft of an election and with us being quiet and not demanding our election be redone immediately, this is where we've gotten in 2 years. The world is going fucking nuts. Like you said, you've got China and Russia colluding, you know, coming together, and that's scary. You know, that right there is, if you're scared of anything, that, you know, that's something to be scared of. You don't want China and Russia coming against the United States. That's not something we want, you know. And every article, every visual, every video that I see with Putin, I'm going to say 90% of them, I agree with what he's saying. And they try to make this man out to be such a bad guy. They want everyone to hate him just like they do Trump. And, man, if we can keep this election from being stolen in 2022, if we do the work that we need to do in the next month, we have a really good chance at taking the world back. I think if we don't do what we need to do, I swear, in my eyes, this is our last chance at any type of gaining our republic back. We have to take this election. We have to take the House. We have to take the Senate. And we have to hold these people accountable for everything. And you know, Gallagher was talking about the doctors and the nurses that just want to keep their jobs and they're staying silent. It's no different than the Holocaust. I mean, those people stayed silent. They went and built the gas chambers, you know, that they knew people were going to go into. They dug the pits for the people, and they stayed silent until they were told to step into the pit. You know, silence is guilt. And when you know that something's going on, like what's going on right now, we're looking at Nuremberg 2.0. And anyone that just doesn't stand up and speak out that knows the truth, I will hold them accountable. I don't know about you guys, but I when I say I want accountability, I want accountability for everyone that knew what was going on, that didn't stand up and speak out, that let these atrocities happen to our family members, to our friends, to our enemies. I want them to be held accountable for what they have done to us. I want them to be held accountable for what they've done to our country. I want them to be held accountable for stealing our election. I want them held accountable for 9/11. I want them held accountable for everything that's happened in my lifetime. I am sick of these corrupt governments and these elites. They're people that think that they are elites. They're scum, scum of the earth. But I am sick of them thinking that they can rule us. We are strong. If we stand side by side, there's nothing that they can do to us unless they just blow us up. You know, we just have to come together.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
You know, so what's your thoughts on all that mess over there now with North Korea acting up? You know, first of all, what the first party said about Vladimir Putin's comments, you know, he's talking a lot about he wants to keep the Russian people from becoming like America, where they're sexualizing children. you know, where they're pushing this stuff in the schools. You know, a lot of things what he's saying is making sense, and how can we sit here and, you know, villainize the man? We turn around, we build bases all around his country so we can strike Russia from everywhere. He already told them that Ukraine is a no zone, and yet now NATO has expedited Ukraine's request to join NATO. I mean, what the hell are these people doing? Do they not see that this is mutual destruction? What's your thoughts, Kelly?
Well, I'll say this. They do know. They absolutely do know. And the people that are pushing the vaccine, they know. They all know. It is all on purpose. It's so laid out step by step by step. It's like, don't question yourself. Don't say that, like, how can they do this, or are they not aware? They're fucking aware. They're completely aware. But what I think has led to this is allowing in Canada and the States to just, because of the money, the money's good, but then money is a temporary plus for media, for campaigns, for elections and what have you. We got to start policing where that money comes from every step of the way. It needs to be vetted. It needs to be ratified in law and in the Constitution and in our Constitution that lobbying should end. There's no more lobbying because government is government in name only. They are ran and run by who's going to pay them the most, and that needs to end. It needs to end now. Look what happened in New Jersey. A bloody trucker who nobody really knew, kind of like what Teddy Roosevelt was. He was a mountain man. He was just an average citizen. I want average citizens to be able to become politicians. I don't want them to have to be an elite little Fauntleroy, little bastard who got all his money from birth. I want people like myself, Chad, or even Michael to be able to walk up, and if you sign up, you have to prove your numbers, and you got to put in the work, and you got to put in the FaceTime, and you got to be diligent, and you got to do everything you need to do to get everyone's attention. A modern soapbox, get your name out there, do everything you can, and start bringing the people back to politics and kick the fucking corporations the fuck out.
Yep. Get some real people in there that care about our countries. Patriots, man, you're absolutely right. We have to get rid of these voting machines. Why did we get so fucking lazy that we allowed Soros to bring his freaking voting machines in and dominate our elections? Like, how lazy is that? There's 350 million people in the United States. Like, there is absolutely no reason that we need to be having machines count our votes. If I need to dedicate 12 hours one day to go up there and count votes, I will do whatever I have to do. Like, if I need to donate money or donate guys to go up there and count fucking votes, I'll do it. Like, why are we so lazy? We're letting machines do this, and then the machines aren't doing what they're supposed to do, or they're doing what they're supposed to do. Our elections are being stolen, and then we just wait for the next election. I am so sick of this shit. Like, we have to get this back, and then we have to change. Like I said earlier, we have to quit accepting the things that we can't change, and we need to start changing the things that we don't want to accept. I don't accept voting machines. I don't accept that shit. We need to be up there counting, hand counting these ballots. That's the most important thing in our lives is who's running our countries. And we're just letting Soros and his cronies make money off of it and decide who's going to be elected. And we just sit back and wait for the next one and think things are going to change. Nothing's going to change until we change it. And so,
I have a thing on vote counting. I think vote counting should be part of the system that is ran that does jury duty. That would be the truest impartial additive to voting. Is like you said, you would do the your part. Well, doing your part is every citizen who pays taxes is part of a pool that gets picked out of a random lottery to count votes. You only count, let's say, we'll go with 2,000 votes. Each person who is name is picked. They come, and just like jury duty, you're compensated for your day of work or what have you. Make it a constitutional ratified duty of a citizen to count votes. Take it out of the hands of people that have control over things. That's a biased system. Make it like jury duty. I've always said that.
That's a great idea. I mean, that's perfect, man. I love it. And there may be better ideas out there, but that right there is definitely a great start, man. And that's something that we need to be pushing for. Like you said, we need more people in there. Normal blue-collar people built this country. It wasn't freaking all these smart, elite school people that, you know what I mean? It was hardworking, smart men that wanted freedom for their families and for their future generations. And we just need to get back to that kind of people running the system. And, you know, there's a huge group of people that don't like the way that we think. But if we're going by the Constitution of the United States, we're going by the law of the land. And like I said, that was written for everyone. You know, it really was. And if you know, these people, I don't know, man. I just think that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to the Constitution. We need to get back to blue-collar, you know, individuals, people that just care about our country's running thing. We have to get rid of these voting machines. And that what you just said, man, that makes a lot of sense. And if we could implicate something like that, that would be great.
Well, you know, I laugh when you sit there. You know, the Russian people now over in Ukraine voted to become part of Russia. Yeah, this is what the people want. I've seen interviews of people in the streets saying that they want to be part of Russia. They're sick of all what's going on. And that makes up some 20% of Ukraine, I guess, these four provinces or territories or whatever it is they call. And right away you got the West touting, you know, fake referendum, you know, and all this stuff. I mean, how could someone, you know, sit there as the pot calling the kettle black? You know, America's vote was stolen. I believe Canada's was stolen too. You know, and the problem you have, Michael, over there is you got people like Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, leaders of the Senate and the House, or was the House, and did nothing. They knew that it was stolen. Mathematically, there were some states, mathematically, they couldn't have put the votes through that fast. But yet, somehow, people turned a blind eye. You have 2,000 mules that came in. You know, we have all the evidence there, but these Republicans, because their own primaries and these things, I believe, is also done by Dominion, you know, and I'm just making an educated guess at that. You know, they're getting something out of not pushing this election fraud issue. Joe Biden had 21 million fake followers. We found that out after after Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter. All of a sudden, these 21 million bots that he had. The YouTube had to remove the dislike button. You know, he couldn't get 200 people to a rally. He still can't get people to a rally. You know, and so we know for a fact that it was a sham election. And then they got the nerve to sit there and point fingers at Vladimir Putin and call the annexation of those four provinces, or I don't know if they call them state, or whatever they call them over in Ukraine, a sham. What's your thoughts, Gallagher?
Well, my thoughts are everywhere right now because, man, I needed to talk with you boys. I feel like I'm sitting around the table having a beer. This is a kind of conversations that need to be had, you know, like off the cuff. thought of that, the way people should be counting votes. Like, we almost need think tanks, but patriot think tanks, liberal. Like, I mean, bring them all to a town hall. We need to start bringing people that disagree and just brainstorm. But as for what's going on in Ukraine and what have you, like, I mean, we could talk about it till we're blue in the face. And you know, we know what's going on, but we need to get the word out there. Like, I mean, we're so censored about what we do. I'm on my fourth account, but my fourth account doesn't mean I've only been banned 3 times. I had my other accounts removed several times, more than half a dozen times each, and got them back before they were permanently banned. So 4.0 is really like 18.0. And like I've said before, if it was true free speech out there, the conservative mindset would rule TikTok. It would rule Facebook. It would rule if we weren't so like held back and stunted. It would be amazing. Like one of my friends, conservative aunts, I've followed that man since he only had 3,000 followers and he was still selling cell phones in Michigan. And look at him. He got everything taken away from him. He's so frustrated. And it is like, I was super frustrated. I got the most followers I ever got from my last account. Because it was great because I knew my voice was getting out there, and we somehow got to figure out a way. We got to start playing them at their own game. We got to start, and it might take a few years. We have to get there. We have to get people, like you said, they got the jobs, they got the votes, they got everything, and then they, you know, turn tail. But I digress. I wanted to mention that, but so the thing what's going on in Ukraine and how they're even vilifying Putin. Look at Italy and how little news is happening with that. It was a landslide. The most landslide, I think, election since Mussolini. I hate to say his name, but I mean, That was a stolen election too, but this wasn't. This is frustrated people. Look what happened to Italy during COVID. That was where all the fake videos came of the COVID outbreak and how bad it was. And it turns out it was like filmed from another ER from some other situation. And she ended up. The last vote, she got 4% of the vote, which is the same as the PPC in Canada. Her being Prime Minister of Italy proved to me that the PPC has an actual chance, because she got something like 78% of the vote, which is a landslide. And all America and all of Canada, all the liberal news, the controlled news, is vilifying her as a right-wing extremist. Well, anybody who ends up winning against these fucking sycophants is labeled an extremist, a right-wing, like, and when you say extremist, people think of, like, some sort of, like, militant guerrilla warfare terrorist. That's what they want. That's what, you know, and what she achieved is crazy because the people are frustrated. 78% of the vote is insane. And I actually want people to go Google her acceptance speech. She nailed it. She nailed every aspect of what they're trying to do. She goes, I'm not gender X. I'm a woman. She goes, I'm not citizen X. I'm a voter. She goes, she goes into everything. Like, I'm not doing her speech a service. So I want people to look up the acceptance speech of the Prime Minister of Italy. And I got goosebumps. And even though it was in Italian, there is subtitles underneath. And it's crazy. It just gave me hope for our political system here in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was an absolute amazing speech. And again, you're right. They label her the far right. Like that German minister got up and blasted Justin Trudeau, who's now holding all the Pfizer executives and everybody in the EU responsible. You know, they label her as a far-right MP. And that's what they do. They put these labels. If you disagree, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're far-right, you're extremist, you're white nationalist, whatever they can do to put the labels on. And the sad thing is people actually believe it. They find it hard to believe that regular people like you and I, who happen to be white, now, you know, color don't make no difference, you know, we're white nationalists because we love our country. No, we love our country and we love the people of our country. One of the things that, you know, get me so involved is I hate to see people suffer. A lot of people duet my videos and I could feel their pain. You know, I did that one on the Cult of Chatio and a lot of people duet it and I could see the tears well up in their eyes. That's hard for me, you know, and I'm getting sick and tired. I'm being sick and tired of what this government is doing to people on purpose and the fact that there's nothing there to stop them. Pierre Poilievre, you know, if he wants to truly stop Trudeau's government now, he's got to cross the aisle. He's got to reach out to those moderate liberals, those moderate, I don't know if there's any such thing as moderate NDP. We'll have to ask small bills. But, you know, cross the aisle and ask them, listen, do you agree? Look what's happening. And get them to come over on the conservative side and offer them a conservative seat. That's what they got to do. They got to go outside the norm, call a snap election, get rid of Trudeau. But we don't just want him gone. We want him investigated. Every policy, every dollar, you go to your spy chiefs, you ask for all the dirt, and do not let this slide. You know, I got a feeling that Justin Trudeau will be over banging on Biden's basement door trying to get in because George Soros, Klaus Schwab, they're going to toss him right to the curb. He thinks he got some rich and powerful buddies. They're just using him, and he's too dumb to figure it out.
Well, here's the thing. There is a thing about being captured. I saw it myself with Jason Kenney. Okay, I met that man. I was at the original convoy in the oil field in Grand Prairie, the one that we had over 750 trucks just from Grand Prairie alone go to Ottawa for the first convoy. And it was amazing. I was part of it. Like I was in it. I was in a work truck. My work gave me the day off paid to join it. And we went over to see Jason Kenney, and he was speaking, and he was talking to just anybody that would come up and talk to him. And it was amazing. And he had a lot of great ideas and policies and to keep Alberta, Alberta, and to make Quebec and Ottawa accountable for everything they're doing because their little pen strokes affect people's lives. Now, what I'm getting at is about being captured is the fact that there is a thing. Our politicians, they'll go somewhere for a holiday or what have you. And this is only speculation on my part. I want to make that clear. This is only speculation. But being captured is a sort of like an underground militant thing from foreign countries that would have an interest in, let's say, getting some dirt on a politician. Well, a lot of people don't realize, and I made a TikTok about it, and I lost my entire account about it. And so usually when I get attacked or banned or what have you, that must mean I'm onto something, or, you know, you take the most hits when you're over your target, just like in World War II with the bombers. You take your most hits when you're over the target because they don't want you to drop the bombs. Well, I was dropping bombs. And what I got into is I speculated that when Jason Kenney went to Thailand, and you can't tell me that foreign countries don't have agents in foreign countries to capture politicians. They know when they're coming. Absolutely, they know when they're coming. It's public information because it's on flight logs and what have you. And governments pay attention to those. Oh, who's this guy? Okay, let's look into him. What is this? What is that? A captured politician would be, let's say, Jason Kenney went out for a night and someone put something in his drink. They threw him in a room and they took pictures of him with precarious situations. And then they held that against him because that man did a 180 on everything that he stood for and that I shook his hand for. And I couldn't believe it. And I said that that's the only way that I think someone could change. And it's not always about greed. It's about fear. A lot of politicians have fear because there is some information out there that they don't want getting out. And they're not always guilty, but they could be set up. That's what I'm getting at with being captured. And many, many, many politicians, and a lot, Michael, you might realize it, in a test. I know about the governor and that Chinese CCP lady or whatever that he was caught sleeping with, as if that wasn't a capture of some sort. That's what I'm getting into.
Yeah, absolutely, man. These people, I'm just sick of them thinking that they can get away with whatever they want. And they do. They get away with fucking murder, literally. Look at Hillary Clinton's list, you know? I'm just sick of it, man. And we are the ones that are supposed to be holding these people accountable. And if we just sit back and let them do what they want to do, which we've been doing for years, they're just going to keep getting away with it. But I think people are so scared to stand up and speak out because they don't want to lose their jobs or, you know, they're just used to their daily lives and, you know, or they don't want to, you know, this, they don't want to lose stuff or they're just, they don't want to be uncomfortable. But the hard facts are, Gallagher, is we are all fixing to be pretty fucking uncomfortable. You know, we have food shortages that are headed this direction. People don't want to look at it and they don't want to acknowledge it, but you know, it may not get real bad, but it's not going to be normal. We have a lot of shortages headed this way, man. I've heard from so many people that Christmas is going to look pretty grim, you know, and I heard that about last year, but I've actually talked to a bunch of truckers this year, and man, shit's not being shipped like it should be. Even up here in Boston, I've been to several restaurants. They said that their truckers are on strike. They're not getting their food deliveries. The guy was on the phone panicking, calling every other chain, like, what do you have? What do you need? You know, can we trade this and can we trade that? And, you know, they can only go on for so long like that before you actually feel the crunch. So I believe that we're headed into some pretty dark times. You know, Joe Biden and them had talked about last year being the winter that, or, you know, they talked about a dark winter. I didn't say it was going to be last year. I think maybe this is the dark winter that we're looking at, you know. The stages are all setting themselves up that way. You know, we had Chad talking about North Korea, you know, sending a missile off or whatever a few minutes ago. We've got China and Russia talking, you know, about, you know, they've done freaking drop the U.S. dollar. They've, you know, it's getting crazy. And with the shortages coming up and with everything, inflation the way it is and everything costing so much, I believe this may be the dark winter that we were looking for.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You're correct, Michael, because, you know, people have no idea. You know, the five or six people here in Canada that still supports Justin Trudeau, you know, I don't know, they fell off the bed and had their head. And, you know, to be fair, you know, that's his mother and, you know, maybe his kids. I don't know if we got five people.
His reflection.
The five people. Let's say it's five people. And, you know, when it starts to hit their pocket. Like I was with someone there on Twitter and they were going back and forth how the conservatives don't care and, you know, I need this to survive. And I'm like, you know, and they got the big Iranian flag as their handle. And I'm like, stop looking for handouts and you won't have a problem with the conservatives. You see, most people who have a problem with the Conservative Party are the ones looking for handouts. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but that is the truth. You know, all these social programs, what people don't seem to understand, they cost money. And you got to take that money from somewhere, you know, and you know, so if you're not so invested in handouts, and I got no problem with handouts, helping people who, you know, who need help, single moms, people who can't afford to make it right now, you know, giving them a hand up. But when you're bringing Ukrainian refugees here, I saw one on TikTok there complaining about paying taxes here in Canada and having to pay back the $30,000 that the Canadian government give them. And, you know, it's not my problem. You know, I'm not, I don't have a problem with him coming here as a refugee. You know, I believe Canada, we should help these people. They're in war-torn countries. My problem with him is he's 19 years old. Why the hell are you fleeing your country instead of standing and fighting for it? You know, and to your point, Gallagher, what you were saying about these honey traps, I agree. All these politicians, I believe Doug Ford, if you look at any press conference he had, he was guilty. You could see the guilt in his face. You can see, you know, they get these politicians in these honey traps. They either bribe them, they give them what they want, or they catch them in compromising positions. And that's how they're able to push this agenda. The Mossad is famous for it. The CIA is famous for it. And, you know, I don't know what CSIS is famous for. Maybe handing out newspapers. I don't know.
Well, the CSIS got busted. CSIS got busted by the post office in the 80s, infiltrating them. That's how talented they are.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the honey traps, Michael?
On the honey trap, I don't know, man. I really don't. I just know, like you said, why are these young men fleeing these other countries coming over here? Like, even at 42 years old, if war was brought to U.S. soil or to North America, you think I'm running the freaking Mexico border going to hide or going to try to seek refugee? Hell no. I'm standing my ground. This is my country. This is my home. And
Wolverine.
I don't get
Wolverine.
It, man. We've had, yeah, damn right, man. We've had millions of people come through our southern border in the last 2 years. And a lot of these million out of the, what, maybe 4 million people, a lot of them are young men. And, I've seen the videos of these guys, talking about their killers, and we know that Venezuela is letting their prisoners out, sending, you know, murderers and rapists and whatever else, telling them, flee the country, go to the United States. If you get caught, you'll be put back in prison again, you know? So, like, why are they letting all these people over here unless they plan on using them for something? You know, why would these young men come over here? Like that, like Chad said, why wouldn't they stand up and fight? Why are you going to flee Ukraine? I would never flee. That's not the type of people I even want in my country. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but, you know.
But, okay. So, Michael, have you heard of what happened at the border in Coots, Alberta?
No.
Okay. So what they did was is they blockaded the border in Coots. And there was... what they did is it ended up costing, I don't know, X billion dollars just from one border crossing. So I was at a meeting with some friends, and one of the ideas was that we get Americans to come to the border across Canada and across the U.S. And
yep.
Because most of our population is near the Canadian border. Most of the population is within an hour to 2 hours drive of the border. So what our idea was is what's called a bear hug. And a bear hug is, you know, blocking of the border. But we need to do it from both sides. Both sides.
Yep.
We need our American brothers and sisters to come to the border as well. And then we have some staying power. But what our idea was is to not just do one border, and that was something like 30-some billion that they kept from revenue coming across the border. That's one border. Imagine the pockets we could affect if it was absolutely every border crossing across Canada, having Americans and Canadians come together and just shake hands right at the border. There's a big, big area where there's no border crossing. It's just land.
Yep.
And if we had, I don't know, even 5,000 people would be able to pull it off across Canada and the United States. If we made a halt, come to that, the world would pay attention.
They'd have to, man. Well, you would be affecting some heavy, heavy pocketbooks, man.
Well,
what were you going to say, Jim?
You know, well, what I was going to say is, in Ottawa, every time that the protesters went down to Ottawa, it cost the city something like $35 to $50 million. And that's not for the convoy. That was a big one. That's just for when they had the biker rally come down. You know, so all the people showing up there, all the policing, all this, I mean, there's no way the government could sustain that. And,
No. You
know, that's how you get them brought to the table. I got a feeling that the next convoy here in Canada is going to be a lot different than anything this world has ever seen. We're going to take what the Dutch did and make it look like, you know, they're just having fun. Because
yep.
People here in Canada, you know, and I see it all the time. I see what people write in the comments. People, let's go. You see it in the comments, Michael and Gallagher. You see people are lock and load. Let's go. You can't keep pushing people and hurting people and taking their incomes and you know, in some cases, taking their children and vaccinating them and expect them to just, okay. You know, people's tolerance level is at an all-time high. You know, they're done. They had enough of this shit. They had enough of COVID. I mean, even my doctor, who's COVID crazy, I calls, he's sick and tired of it. The man is triple boosted, in line for his fourth one, and still got COVID. So, you know, people had enough. And I got a feeling that the next wave that goes to Ottawa is going to be totally different.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. what I was going to say is I find that we have proven that convoys are heat scores. We need to somehow organize in regular clothing, take down our, I know it sounds terrible, it makes me cringe, but don't put our flags all over our vehicles and don't advertise ourselves. We got to come into Ottawa covertly, but organized. In other words, we can't just stand out and hey, look at us. That was our first one. What we need to do is basically plain clothes end up there. You know, like the what on Facebook before TikTok was even invented, they would do those. Suddenly, half the people in the mall started doing the same dance, but they looked like everyone else. We need to start doing little underhanded things like that. You know, like we can't bring attention to ourselves. When we're trying to organize, we just have to make them realize, poof, holy shit, we're surrounded kind of thing, where they can't,
I understand what you're saying with that point, and it makes sense, but the whole point of something like the convoy, you know, when people around Canada hear that the trucks are coming, you'll have them come out of every nook and cranny. From around the country. People, I tell you, you know, a lot of people found out about this convoy, including myself, when it's too late. They're already there. You know, but if the next one comes, you know, I mean, it's going to be too many people to stop. You know, and that's always been my message. Get the word out, wake people up. And I think by numbers like that, it wakes people up. And, you know, I don't advocate for that, whatever. You know, I just believe the more people that wakes up, it will put an end to all this stuff. You look at the RIVCAN, you look at all these mandates, it's all gone because people have woken up sick and tired of the crap. And you can literally Google, when does a pandemic end? And it tells you when people are sick of it. You know?
paying attention to it.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's your thoughts, Michael?
Oh, man, that's exactly right. When we the people say that it ends and say that we've had enough, that's when it ends. And I honestly thought, you know, Joe Biden already said that it ended. There is no pandemic anymore. But I'm walking around, literally, guys, on the Freedom Trail. I don't know if you know what the Freedom Trail is, but it's a trail that goes through Boston. Do you? Yeah, it's a trail that goes through Boston here. Basically takes you on every historical site, basically, that has anything to do with the American Revolution, by all the grave sites. I went and saw Paul Revere's freaking tomb, John Hancock's. I mean, it's insane. But, I mean, it's just crazy. I've seen thousands of people this week, and I'm not exaggerating, guys. I've seen thousands, a couple thousand people walking outside on the Freedom Trail with their mask on still. So that tells me that we are not
on the Freedom Trail.
On the Freedom Trail.
Yes,
how
look at my prison, look at my prison mask on the Freedom Trail.
Yeah, absolutely. That tells me that we're still not there. That's for sure. There's still people. You know, when I grew up, man, when I was growing up, I'd see these shows or the news in China, and I've seen all these people walking around with masks, and I thought, never in my life would I see that in the United States.
Right.
And
right.
Still 2 years after the pandemic, walking on the Freedom Trail in Boston, I literally have seen thousands of people, and I swear, I'm probably talking about 5,000 people this week with masks on. And it's just insane. So, it does stop when we say it stops, but we're not there yet.
With that being said, yes, Gallagher.
So I just looked at a headline here. So Justin Trudeau was supposed to go see the damage in Cape Breton or something like that, somewhere in where Fiona hit. Went bungee jumping instead.
Yep. I was talking about that at
man,
the beginning of the show.
Would I
insane.
Pay anything to be up there and snip that fucking line? Fuck that guy. Oh, I can't say that I did this radio show without saying, go fuck yourself, Justin Trudeau.
Well, you know, Gallagher, you've been a great guest, and I hope you come back the next time. We're going to be live video
anytime
on YouTube and Rumble. So we're going to get you live. We'll get you all in the black and white. We'll let you edit it up however you want to see fit. But, thanks a lot for coming on tonight. We really appreciate you. And it was a great, great show. Kim,
well,
I believe you want to come in and say a few things. Go ahead, Gallagher.
Oh. Did he go already? Oh, hang on. Just one sec.
Oh.
Hang on one sec.
Oh, there's my
sorry, Gallagher.
My little
there voice you go.
Said, that's fine. I know where you live.
No, you don't. But anyways, what did you want to say? Sorry.
So I have ADD and I was interrupted, so I have no idea.
Oh,
Well,
we thank you for coming on the show. It was a great show. It was, and we will look forward to having you back on again. Does that
I will come
for anything?
Anytime. What a job to be on this radio show.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So
well,
thank
you very much.
We have a conversation with you, like a real one, and thank you, Chatio. I'm even shocked you even know who I am. I actually love you guys. I consider you great friends. And same with you.
Thank
you,
brother.
I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Yeah. Well,
you, brother. We're big fans.
Yeah, we all are,
all
man.
We're all family.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All family. Okay, well, I'm going to mute you now, Gallagher. Thank you again for coming on the show, making the time. And yes, in the future, we will definitely have you back on.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and mute me.
Okay.
I don't think I've said that in my life, but go ahead.
We're supposed to be uncensored, Kim.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, everyone be safe. Have fun. And I just want to say one thing. When you realize that life is a joke, then you can be as a comedian.
Absolutely, brother.
That is the truth. Well, have a great night, Gallagher. Thank you again very much.
Absolutely, and I appreciate everything you did. I think you do an amazing job, darling.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And excuse my 160-pound Tibetan Mastiff having a tantrum in the background. Of course, he picks right now to do that. So I'm going to mute myself 2 seconds to yell at him. So just 1 second, please. I'll be right back.
Awesome. Oh, look at that.
Wow, Michael. Oh, no, look, you're still uncensored. You got 2 more minutes of uncensored.
He's
censored now. Well, Gallagher, you know, again, we appreciate you coming on. Yeah, we are big fans. Love your content. Love your editing skills. And what the hell's going on in the background?
Oh, it's, sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, Michael, you got something to say before we close off?
No, great show, man. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Oh,
all right,
I'm
take care
of us. I'm still here. So next Monday, we are lucky enough to be joined by Big Red and Zippy again, and we've got some big announcements to make, and it's going to be a fantastic show. It'll be Canadian Thanksgiving next Monday. So make sure you join in after you've had your turkey.
Turkey. Awesome. Well, y'all have a great night. Yeah.
Yes, you guys too. I apologize for my bad dog. We will see you guys all next week. Have a great night.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.